Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have been given a back to under.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Moriya mutia murinyera mukama wafe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Oburamburi butia.
And how is your life?
Tumanyinga oburamburunji.
We know that life is good.
Kubanga mukama murunji ekisera kyonna.
Because God is good all the time.
Eranga yeri ekuba oburamu n'amazima.
And He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Musinzira mu Yokani suri ekumi n'ennya.
According to John chapter 14.
N'olunyoro omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Eranga yetumwebaza okutukuuma.
And we thank Him for watching over us.
Emiyo jaffe.
Our spirits.
Ememe zaffe.
Our souls.
N'emibiri jaffe.
Even our bodies.
Nga tukyali balamu.
And we are still alive.
Eranga asisinkana n'abo.
And he meets even those with weakness to treating them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God for the good time He has added us again in His presence. And if not, cast us from His presence. As the prayer is in the Psalms 51. And He said, God, cast me not from Your presence and took not away Your Holy Spirit. We see He has added us His Holy Spirit to move on lighten us in the light of His Word. As the promises in the Proverbs 1 verse 23 that accept my reproof, I pour upon you my Holy Spirit and He will draw you to understand my words. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We bless in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. And we are moving on to welcome you onto the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory to give you life reaching eternal life. And we are moving on to leading the worldwide call which is based here in the nation of Uganda, where God has called us all nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on to moving on reach onto you. God is heavenly government together with His central government on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We are moving to the fourth part and we are still seeing
department,
the eight departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we would have finished them, and then we shall see eight departments which make up its central government, which is known as God's government in the government of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God that up to today and we've just so far winded up four departments. We want to move to the fifth department, the department of our brethren, the singers, the musicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's first honor God the Father together with His word of our Lord Jesus, even the Holy Spirit, and to thank for armies of angels that are put in our midst to lead us in this work. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify You and we give You glory and honor for the good time You have given us in His presence. Rest above the heavens. According to Job chapter 28, verse 23 and 24,
and
see through all heaven and earth. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 unto 6, you see You pass through all and You rule through all. That's why we honor You. you honor your presence here, together with your word, our Lord Jesus Christ, he reigns over heaven and earth, as he
bases
in the third heaven, as 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 4, how it says, as in the Matthew 28, verses 18, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he reigns over heaven and earth, he bases in the third heaven. We thank for your presence.
For
in the Matthew 28, verse 20, he promised to be with us up to the end.
And
thank you, O Lord Jesus, for fulfilling the promise in Matthew 18, verses 19, up to 20. When you say that, where two, three gather for your sake, and you're in
this,
and we honor your presence, even your Holy Spirit, when you promised us,
speaking
in John chapter 15, verse 15, up to 17, that when you come, he will dwell with us and be within us and
he
will be within us all the days.
But
since he came down in Acts, the chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and up to today, moves on to lead us as it is written in Romans chapter 8, verses 14,
led
by the Spirit of God,
they
are the children of God, and the Spirit himself, together with our spirit, Abba Father. You moved to send him to us to renew us.
Psalms
104:30. And you moved to give him
when
us when we humbled ourselves to fulfill Proverbs 1, verse 23.
Move
to tell us scripture of the truth as today.
Come
with armies of holy angels, spoken of in Daniel, chapter 10, verses 19, up to 21.
Move
on to tell us the Holy Spirit, even to fight for us and to fulfill all scriptures. And in Psalms 103, verse 20, glory and honor back to you, O God the Father,
in
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by your Holy Spirit,
to
your angels who serve us, and we serve with them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I request you sit down. And you move on, prepare your book, prepare your pen, and you prepare your Bible. Most of all, prepare the three books of the Holy Spirit, your spirit, your heart, even your mind. For that's where he writes,
as
written in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, the Holy Spirit, he writes within our mind, in our hearts, even our inner man. Praise Jesus much. But you write in your book, for he bears your weakness. You cannot write in the mind, in your heart, even your spirit. He moves on to write there.
Yes, we have a you.
Praise Jesus much. We thank God.
He
has added us a good time.
Yes, we have a you.
Praise Jesus much. We thank God.
He's
added us a good time. And move on with the fourth part of God is heavenly government on earth, together with his central government.
Yes, we have a you.
Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus
much.
We want to move on
n'ekitundu ekyokuna
with the first part
ekya government ya Katonda ey'omuguru ku nsi.
God is heavenly government on earth,
awamo ne government yayo ey'omasekati,
together with its central government.
Yes, yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tumanyi,
and we know,
nti mu Isaiah esuula eri ey'omwenda,
that in the Isaiah chapter 9,
n'olw'omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu,
verses 6 and 7,
Katonda yasuubiza government ey'omuguru
God promises his heavenly government to be put on the earth. And in that government, it's responsible to see things done in heaven. They are one done on earth to fulfill the purposes of God. Those he promised in the Matthew 6, verses 9 to 10, when he say we pray things done in heaven, they will be done on earth. Even its central government,
which
is known as God's government and governments of the earth, spoken most in Daniel chapter 4, starting from verse 24 and 25. And it is also responsible to prove the governments of the world that God reigns within their government. According that in Romans chapter
14,
starting from verse 1 up to
4,
we thank God that we began on the other time to know of the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on earth. Praise Jesus, man. And we already saw the first department, the department of the Church of God on the earth, the body of Christ, the holy ones of God on earth. And this one we saw in it 3 divisions, where there is the office of God, and the members within it are given gifts by God the Father, and they are called the officers. They are responsible for the manners, conducts of God in all their preaching. And there is the second division, division of the ministry, the ministry of God with the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ. The members within it, even gifts by God the Word himself, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
they are called the ministers. They are responsible to see that church reaches the measure of Christ,
it's not
taken by any wind of any doctrine, but to believe the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness,
to
believe the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And there is the third division,
which is
known as the unit of God the Spirit. The members within it, they are given gifts by the Holy Spirit, and they are called units,
all
those who demonstrate the power in the Word of God. Praise Jesus, man. We moved on to the second department of God's heavenly government on earth, and it's the department of the deacons and the bishops. And we saw there are 2 divisions. The first division of the deacons are known as the seers, the ushers, the intercessors, and the prayer partners, who are responsible of the order in the church. Praise Jesus, man. Then the second division,
in
this second department, it's of the bishops, responsible of all services of God, all the programs of the church, to see that church grows spiritual and physically, responsible of counseling, prayer and healing. Praise Jesus, man. When we finish there, we move to our third department of God's heavenly government on earth, department of the judges, who are responsible on the commands, the laws, the judgments, the statutes, and the ordinances of God, to see that they destroy, that they destroy trespass,
transgression,
all transgression, the sin, the iniquities, the sins and the evils.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And we moved on to know many things on them that they must be able to know.
Where
there appeared the New and the Old Testament, and they know to separate the laws of sin, even of righteousness. In the same way, and they know how to separate the shadow laws, even those which we are fulfilled, even those which are being fulfilled. So in this same time, we saw the department of the elders of the church of God on this earth, who are responsible for revealing all secrets of the kingdom of God, and secrets of the righteousness of God, and all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus,
Master.
So we want to appeal today,
move
on with the fifth department
of
God's heavenly government on earth. Praise Jesus,
Master. Department, you know,
and this department is of a department musicians. The singers known as musicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We thank God that's given us to know this order. And what I want to prove to you, that our God is of order. According to those in the First Corinthians, chapter 14 and the verse 43, even verse 40. Let's read there, we hear.
Abakolinse chisoka esule ye 14 nolu nyiriri olwasa tumwesatu.
First Corinthians chapter 14 verses 33.
Kubanga katonda siwa kuyogana naye wa order ngamu kanisa zonna ezabatukuvu.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of order, as in all churches of the holy ones. Verses 40.
Naye byonna bikolebwenga ngabwe kisana era mu order.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. According to 1 Corinthians, the chapter 14, verse 33, our God is not of confusion in all his churches. If you want to see the presence of God, there must be order. And there is decency of things. And as in this fifth department
of
God's heavenly government on earth,
department
of the brethren is the singers. These are responsible on revealing the true worshippers of God, and they worship it in spirit and truth, and they are led by the Spirit of God, and they move by the truth of the Word of God. Praise Jesus,
much.
This department of the singers,
for
those known as the musicians, they are responsible in revealing the true worshippers of God. As they praise Him,
and
they worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's to see they are led by the Spirit of God, and they move by truth of the Word of God. As Bible says, Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, and it says like this.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olu omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 from verse 9.
Kubanga mubirebio ndichi usiza ama wanga olulimi olulongofu. Bonaba kabireli nyali ya mukama. Okumuweleza nomu oyogumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Verses 10.
Era okuva emitala w'emigaja Ethiopia, abasinza bange abamazima era ne muwala w'abantu bange eyasaasaana balindeetera ekitone.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering.
Yes, praise
Jesus,
man.
According to Zephaniah chapter
3,
verses 9 unto
10,
the Lord promised unto nations,
people
will restore the true worshippers.
And
he promised they will come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, right at the source of the river Nile, here in the nation of Uganda. It's the reason why
government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi,
God is heavenly government on earth,
awamo ne government ya yo masikati,
together with its central government,
manyikidwa nga government ya katonda mu government zo kunsi,
which is known as God's government and governments of the earth.
Esimulo kuvano mugwange lya Uganda,
both from here the nation of Uganda,
mwaka 2022
in the year 2022,
nechigendeerwa
with an intention
ekyokutukiriza okuyitibwa katonda kwa za subiza manga gonna,
of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call,
erango okuyitibwa okwo,
in that call
katonda isa manga gonna okola naye mulimu gwo okusemba okusema zinga wense,
God has called all nations work with him in his final work on the planet earth,
erango omulimu ogwo,
in that work
ye revival,
it's the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were to be and the way they should be and the way they will be forever. Amen.
Muchino,
in this is where there are our brethren, the musicians
department,
or this department of the musicians, as they restore true worshippers of God in this world, and they worship and praise him in the spirit and truth, and they are led by the spirit of God, and they move by the truth of the word of God, because that is what God wants. According to those in John chapter 4, starting from verse 23 to enter verse 24, and he speaks saying like this,
Yokane sure yokuna noru nyiriri urabiri mwisatu.
John chapter 4 from verse 23.
Na yechisera chijia, era chituse. Aba sinza amazima, lubana sinza anga chitafe mumuoyo na amazima. Kubanga chitafe ano nyabali ingabo, okubere abo kumusinza anga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Verse 24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. Naba ba musinza, chiba gwanira okumusinza nga mu mwoyo na mazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
When you base in John chapter 4, verse 23, God seeks for those to worship him, and they want to worship him in the spirit and truth, to saying, and they are led by the spirit of God, as written in Romans 8 verse 14, that all those led by the spirit of God, they are the children of God, and they must be within truth of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So department,
so this department, the fifth department,
government,
God is heavenly government on earth,
department,
department of our brethren, the singers,
the musicians,
the musicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They must restore those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These brethren's musicians, they have to lead us to worship God in spirit and truth, and we are led by the Holy Spirit, even in truth of the word of God. They must be filled of all the skills, all the skills, and all the knowledge of the songs of God, even the instruments of the living God. We have said they must be having all the skills, what we call skills, even to have knowledge concerning the songs of God and the instruments of the living God. According to those in the First Chronicles, chapter 15, and the verses 16, and it says like this, First Chronicles chapter 15 from verse 16.
Dawudi n'agamba abalevi abakulu okulonda baganda baabwe abayimbi nga balina ebivuga entongoli n'ennanga n'ebitaasa nga babikuba era nga bayimusa eddoboozi n'essanyu.
And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, lyres and harps and cymbals sounding by lifting up the voice with joy.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much.
Even though we all creations, according to Isaiah 43, verse 21, we were created to manifest the praise of God. And according to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 16 we've just read about, in the midst of us, God chooses our brethren's musicians, those with gifts of singing, and they are chosen that they can lead in us to worshiping and praise God in spirit and truth. It's to say, are we led by the Holy Spirit? And we are in truth of the word of God. These who lead us, I told you, they must be filled with skill. And they are filled with skills and all knowledge on the songs of God, even music instruments of the living God. According to those in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 6 unto 7, and it says like this. First Chronicles chapter 25 from verse 6.
Abo bonna babanga wansi w'emikono gya kitaabwe okuyimbiranga mu nnyumba ya Mukama n'ebitaasa n'entongoli n'ennanga olw'okuweereza ng'okw'omu nnyumba ya Katonda. Asafu, Yudusiuni ne Kemani nga bali wansi w'ekiragiro kya Kabaka.
All these were under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. Verse 7.
N'omuwendo gwabo wamu ne baganda baabwe abayigirizibwa okuyimbira Mukama bonna abalina amagezi gwali ebikumi bibiri mu kinaana mu munaana.
So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were skillful, was 248.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to 1 Chronicles chapter 25 from verse 6 to 7, that these brethren, the musicians, they must be skillful in the songs of God, and they have skill, and they have knowledge
concerning
the songs of the living God. And not just as any other singing which is in the world.
Not
those which have been happening in the world. And some they turned a church into a disco.
This
discourse of the world. And they do not have any skill concerning the music of God, even the instruments of God. Now this fifth department of God is heavenly government on earth.
Department
of our brethren, the musicians. In God's worldwide promised call,
from Uganda year
2022 we are heading to,
it's
remaining only 4 months, where God has called all of us, all nations of this earth, to work with him in this final work on the planet earth.
with an intention of hindering the devils from turning this world as Sodom and Gomorrah. And in that final work, is to do revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth to be seen as they were to be, as they should be, and as they will be forever. One of what has to be restored is the worship of God in spirit and truth.
It's
the department of brethren's musicians. They are to lead us much in this work. And we know that revival of all things in heavens and earth
is
going to be done through restoring gospel of salvation. The gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth, fighting the gospel of material gains of the world, even the selling of miracles, that which is moved on to consume the world, and it's caused the world to be in the midst of a curse, curses like of the homosexuals, men and men committing homosexuality, women and women commit lesbianism, and every
kind
of profane filled the world and church at this time,
COVID-19 virus,
even curses like COVID-19 virus and the many others, they came from changing the gospel, from taking away the gospel of salvation, the gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, revealing all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. One of those
is
to restoring the worship of God in the spirit and truth. And it's to be led by these are brethren, the musicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have to know that even the music, those who play music instruments, they must be filled with skill, all form of skill and wisdom which is in the word of God according to the holy scriptures in the book of the living God, which is known as the holy book, the Bible. They must be filled with wisdom in the word according to Psalms chapter 33 verses 1 to 3, and he says like this.
Zaburi esura ya 33 na olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms chapter 33 from verse 1.
Musanyukire mukama mwa batukirivu. Okutendereza kusanira abalina omwoyo ogw'amazima.
Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise is fitting for the upright. Yes,
okutendereza Katonda,
the praising of God, fits those who are upright,
abasinza Katonda moyo ne mazima agali mu kigambo
kye, God in the spirit and truth which is in his word.
Okusinza ku Zaburi asatu musa,
according to Psalms chapter 33 verses 1.
Bwetuyongera ku nyolo okubiri,
when move to the verse 2,
lugamba bweruti,
it says like this.
Zaburi asatu musa tu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Psalms chapter 33 verses 2.
Mumwebaze mukama nenanga. Muyimbo kutendereza nenanga eyengo yekumi.
Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verses 3.
Mumuyimbire oluyimbo olujja. Mukube nanga n'amagezi n'eddoboozi ddene.
Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We have to play music instruments. But we pray them with the wisdom in the word of God. And the harps, they bring out the voice. And even before the musician sings, and you can hear the harp, it's already singing. It sings that song. Is it not that? Let us hear.
Jeremiah chapter 8,
the verse 8.
Mwogera mutya tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye laba ekkalamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly, he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verses 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengentererwa. Bawambiddwa, laba. Baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus, man. According to Jeremiah chapter
8,
verses 8 and
9.
Many books have been printed concerning this music. Of the world. Even that of the church. But they were not put in the wisdom which is in the word of God. There is no worship and praise which is moving on to worship God in truth. Because God seeks those to worship Him in the spirit and truth. And this department is to help us march
to move
on, restore true worshippers of God all over the world. You what you have to know, there are many people who are hidden in the name of the church. And they move on to invent musical instruments. And they seem like those God commanded King David to do within his era. But they are intending only to have pleasures playing their discos. Some are in different places.
For
example, like churches, places of the full salvation. You find them jamming disco there. And they call it a disco of Jesus. Yet it's only falsehood.
But
they end up like the discos of the world. The way they are clothing. And it's not of God. Even the way they appear. And it's not of God. Even the way they play musical instruments. Even the way they sing. And it's not that of God.
That's
why he spoke of them in Amos chapter 6. Verses 5 saying like this.
Amos
chapter 6 and the verse 5.
Abayimbire nyimbe zitaliimu ku ddoboozi ly'ennanga. Abeegunjira ebintu ebivuga nga Dawudi.
That chant to the voice of the harp and invent for themselves instruments of music like David. Those are people. You find the harp cannot even sing of a song. But it's just playing tunes like of a disco. And it's a real disco. And invent musical instruments like of King David. And
say,
even King David danced much and his clothes fell off himself. I don't know whether that was what happened every time. The clothing of David fell off him, he appeared naked. You know, when you look to some choirs which are thought to worship God in the world, and they're almost clothed naked. My goodness. When you hear the song and you wonder so much, that's why in Amos chapter
8,
verses 3, joining verse
10,
he said the songs of some synagogues, right from the religions, even the false salvation, even beliefs not worthy being the world, is to turn them into mourning, even wailing. And as you see the seasons, right from there 2020, when the synagogues were stopped, for what they were worshipping God wasn't of truth, and many had been invented, others which were not of God at all. Let's read there in Amos chapter
8
and the verse 3, even the verse 10, and he says like this.
Amos esule yomunana noru nyiriri olwokusatu.
Amos chapter 8 and the verse 3.
Awe nyimba ezomu yekalu ziriba kuwogana kuluna kuoro. Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Emirambo jiriba minji. Bali jisula mubulichifo nga basirise.
And the songs of the temple shall be wailings in that day, says the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth in silence. Yes. You know the songs now. In all synagogues of religions. Of the salvation. Of different beliefs. All of them, they are silent at this time. As the prophecy is, Amos 8:3,
and
he said, "Would be there many dead bodies,
just
there of COVID-19 virus."
And
they cast them off in
silence.
You have to bury very few of you.
And you're silent.
It's not wearing
COVID.
You may attract COVID to yourself. God is great.
And
you send us the heavenly government on earth. He has been right.
Neno department ntufu nyo kuberawo.
Even this department is so bright to
department
be there.
Yokutano.
The fifth department.
Department ya baganda bafa abayimbi.
Department of brethren is the musicians. Those to lead us to restore those who worship God in the world. And they worship him in spirit and truth. He said he will silence all those songs. And there are no harps making noise for us here. For worship turned into something else. And people just do it for the sake. They do what they want. Those commanded by human beings.
In
Spirit verse 10 we see. Amos chapter 8 and the verse 10.
Erandi fula embaga zamwe okuba okuwubala. N'ennyimba zammwe zonna okuba okukungubaga. Era ndireeta ebibukutu ku biwato byammwe. N'ebiwalaata ku buli mutwe. Era ndirufuula ng'okukungubagira omwana eyazaalibwa omu. N'enkomerero yaalwo ng'olunaku olubalagala.
And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon every waist, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it like mourning of an only son, and its end as a bitter day. Yes. You know the feasts of these days. All feasts, there are only a few people counted. Like to lament for a person who is just alone. Even songs have turned like of lamentation. You know the prophecy of God does not take long to come to pass. But this too has come to pass. In the Isaiah chapter 24, he said that songs will not be sounding in those days, and the harps are not heard. But we thank the Lord that the seasons have come when we are seeing. And this time on, we move on prepared to resume worshiping in spirit and truth. As we led by our brethren's musicians in the worldwide call. Where God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. When you read in that Isaiah, it says like this. Isaiah chapter 24, verses
8.
The myth of timbrels ceases. The noise of them that rejoice ends. The joy of the harp ceases. Verse 9.
Tebali nywa mwenge ngabayimba. Ekitamiza kiri kayirira aba bakinywa.
They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. Verse 10.
Ekibuga ekyokwetabula kimenyese menyese. Buli nyumba egaddwawo. Obuntu yenna aleme okuyingiramu.
The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu Isaiah 24.
In Isaiah chapter 24, verses 8 or to 10.
Agambe ebivuga bisirikira no
dala. Say musical instruments they all cease to be.
Na basanyukanga tebachawulirwa.
Even those who make noise no more be heard.
Enanga ezavuganga mu makungani.
Harps which used to play in the synagogues.
Mu makanisa.
In the churches.
Atezichavuga.
And the normal sounds.
Kubanga ekibuga ekyakavuyo yenseno.
Because the city of confusion is this planet Earth.
Kigaliddwawo.
It's been shut up.
Na tuli mu zikarantini.
And we are in lockdowns.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Niki twebaliza Katonda kiri kimu.
But what we thank God is over one thing.
Nti ebiro bimaze okuyita.
That the seasons have already passed.
Akanazza bujja buli kimu.
Right now he's restoring all of everything.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga mwekyo.
But in that.
Ekiseera kituuse tuddeyo tusinze Katonda mwene mazima.
A time has come we go back worship God in spirit and truth.
Kubanga ebiro ebiyise tubadde tusinziza bwereere.
For seasons back we've been worshiping in vain.
Nga tugoberera ebyalagirwa abantu.
And we follow what was commanded by people.
Nga tumanyi ki Katonda kyateesa.
We do not know what God counsels of.
Kati tusomeko mu Matayo sura ene eye 15.
In the Matthew 15 we see
Matayo sura ye 15 no lunyiriri olwo musanvu.
Matthew chapter 15 verse 7.
Mwe bannanfusi Isaya yawo bunabbi bulungi kummwe ngagamba nti,
you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you saying.
Olunyoro munana
verses 8.
Abantu bano banzisamu kitibwa kya kumimwa. Nayo mutima gwawe gundi wala.
These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
Olinyolo mwenda.
Verses 9.
Naye bansinziza bwerere nga bayigiriza amateeka g'abantu nga bye byokukwata.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omanyi bw'omala okuyigiriza ebiragiro by'abantu.
You know, after you teach commands of men,
nolagira abantu okusinza nga gwe bwowulira,
and you command people to worship as you feel,
singa Katonda bwayagala,
not as God wants.
Abantu babeera basinziza bwere.
People worship in vain.
Era waliwo ebibaddewo mu madini.
And there are those which have been in religions.
Ne mu bulokozi buno.
Even in this salvation.
Era ne mu nzikiriza ez'enjawulo.
Even in different beliefs.
Ng'abantu basinza nga bagoberera ebiragiro by'abantu.
And people worship as they follow commands of people.
Nga tebamanyi Katonda akyagala atya.
And they don't know God wants it how.
Naye ekiseera kituuse.
But a time has come.
Mukama ng'ayita mu gavumenti ey'omu ggulu ku nsi.
God passing through his heavenly government on earth.
Etandika omulimu gwe kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
Which begins the work of the worldwide call.
Okusinira mu ggwanga lya Uganda omwaka 2022.
Which to base the nation of Uganda the year 2022.
Katonda mwayise amawanga gonna okukola naye omulimu gw'okusemba okusema zingawo ensi.
Where God has called on nations work with him in his final work on planet earth.
Agenda kuyita mu department eno ey'okutaano.
He's going to pass through this 50 department.
Ya gavumenti y'omu ggulu ku nsi.
Of the heavenly government on earth.
Department ya baganda bafu abayimbi.
Department of brethren's musicians.
Alisto alinge abamusinza moyo ne mazima.
It restores those who worship in spirit and truth.
Abavu abakolera ddalanga ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
Those who do exact as things done in heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mujoli no kumanya.
You what you have to know.
Nti Katonda kenyini.
That God himself.
Muyimbi omukuru.
He is the chief singer.
Muyimbi dala no.
He is a musician.
Fenga tunakulowoza muyimbi.
We before we thought to sing for him.
Yaba yayimbedda.
He already has sung.
Na nebivuga yakubyedda.
Even musical instruments is played them.
Kusinya kwa ebiri mu Zefania suri yokusata.
According to those in Zefania chapter 3.
No runyirwe 17.
And verse 17.
Gagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Zefania esuri yokusatu no runyiriri ole 17.
Zefania chapter 3 verses 17.
Mukama Katonda wo ali wakati wo owamanyi analokola alikusanyukira nesanyu aliwumulira mukwagala kwe alikusanyukira ngayimba.
The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save you. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Yes.
Katonda muyimbi.
God is a musician.
Ati gwe ngato nalowoza kuyimbira Katonda.
You before you think to sing for God.
Manya gwo liko yentandikwa yokuyimba.
You know the one you are on is the beginning of singing.
Ngato nalowoza nto sinza Katonda
ngo mutendereza. Think you worship or praise God.
Manya asobola yokwetendereza.
You know that he can worship and praise himself.
Era asobola okwesinza olwensonga
And he can worship himself, for he's a musician. Now you don't think you who praise and you who worship him, or you who sing for him, have you sung for him what he wants or not? You know when you fall to someone and what you do for him, he knows it beyond you. You have to inquire from him. You see whether what you do is what he enjoys. Now it's how it's on the living God. All gifts of singing as we get them. It's the one who gives us, for he gets from what he has. You know, a person, it's hard to give what he does not have.
Yes, we
praise
you.
Jesus much.
So,
now in that way, even all music instruments, we have to follow those played in heaven. For they were revealed in the book of the Lord, the holy book, the Bible. According to those in Revelations chapter 15, verses 1 to entering 3, and it says like this. Revelations chapter 15 from verse 1.
Nendaba kabonera akalala mugguru akanene akechitalo. Bamalayika musanvu ngabaine ibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mubutukiririra.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is completed the wrath of God. Verses 2.
Nenda vange nyanje yenda viruamu etabudu wa muomulido. Abava erien solo nechipana nyichayo. Nomu wendo kweri nyari ayo. Ngaba wangode. Ngaba yimiride kunyanje yenda viruamu. Ngaba nine nangaza katonda.
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark. And over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Yes.
And
they have the harps of God, not of men. Now the songs of God and the musical instruments of God, we copy from those done in heaven.
Is
the reason you hear us say God is heavenly government on earth. It's responsible to see things done in heaven. They are done on this earth. You know, governments of the earth may say another government has attacked us. Perhaps they
are
put in place another government. No. Government is responsible to see things done in heaven and done on earth. If it appears in worship and praise of God, there is a department of brethren's musicians responsible to know how worship and praise of God moves them in heaven. And they know the songs of God and the musical instruments of God. As you have last heard, Revelation chapter 15 and the verse 2. Let's repeat it. We enter the verse 3 you hear. Revelation chapter 15 and the verse 2.
Abava eriensolo nekifananyi chayo nomuwendo gwerinya lyayo ngaba wangode ngaba yimiride ku nyanje yenda birwamu.
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over his number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. Verses 3.
Nebayimba oluyimba lwa Musa omuddu wa Katonda n'oluyimba lw'omwana gw'endiga nga boogera nti bikulu era bya kitalo ebikolwa byo Mukama Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna nga ga butuukirivu era ga mazima amakubo go gwe kabaka ow'emirembe n'emirembe.
And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are your ways, you King of the Holy Ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Man.
They have the harps of God and they sing the songs of God. For example, those prophet Moses, they sang right in Deuteronomy. We are not going to go there right now. But in Deuteronomy chapter 29, there are songs the prophet Moses sang. In the heavens, they are repeated, for they came down from heaven.
So
brethren, in the issues of our brethren's musicians, this B50 department,
government,
God's heavenly government on earth, they are responsible to see and they restore those who worship God in spirit and truth, and they are led by the Spirit of God. They worship as the truth of the word of God says. These have divisions totaling to six. Let me briefly pass through them. Praise Jesus, man. We have the first division of these are brethren, the musicians, the singers, musicians, who lead us by the Holy Spirit and the holy angels in the songs of praising God. That is the division of those who praise. Division of those leading us to praising God.
And
they handle the praise. Praise Jesus, man. These are spoken of 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verses 12 to 14 and says like this.
2
Chronicles chapter 5 from verse 12.
Era n'abalevi abayimbi bonna Asafu Kemani Yedusini ne batabani baabwe ne baganda baabwe Gabamba de bafute nunji, gabali nebitasa, nentongoli, nenanga, nebayi mirida kumkomelero ye choto, echebu vanju, eyebu vanjuba, era wamuna bo, bakabona kumi, mu abiri, bakabona chikumi, mu abiri, gabafu we kondere.
Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being allied in white linen, having cymbals and lyres and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Verse 14.
Awolwatuka abafuwa n'abayimbi ngabafana nomu okuuliza eddoboozi limu erimu ngabatendereza ngabebaza mukama era bwe bayimusa eddoboozi lyabwe n'amakondeere n'ebitaasa n'ebintu ebivuga ne batendereza mukama nga boogera nti kubanga mulungi kubanga okusaasira kwe kubeerera emirembe gyonna awo ennyumba n'eryoka ejjula ekire ennyumba ya mukama.
It came even to pass as the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14.
Bakabona n'okuyinza ne batayinza kuyimirira kuweereza olw'ekire kubanga ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the clouds, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Yes. Our brethren will lead us in the praising of God. In the first division, the
fifth
department of our brethren, they must be one. They praise, you know how that praising is. Here in the full knowledge of God, you hear of it. The way it is prepared. And they praise God as they thank Him. And the cloud filled the house. And the glory of the Lord appeared. Praise Jesus much. Move on to reading the Ezra chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. Takes of the brethren leading us to praising God like this.
Ezra,
Ezra chapter 3 from verses 10.
Awo abayimbi bwe basawe emisingi gya yeekaalu ya Mukama, ne bateeka bakabona nga bambadde ebyambalo byabwe, nga balina amakondeere, n'abaleevi batabani ba Asafu nga balina ebitaasa okutendereza Mukama, nga Dawudi kabaka wa Isirayiri bwe yateekateeka.
And where the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparels with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel. Verse
11.
And they sang together responsively in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endures forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. They sang together, possibly one leading, those following behind. You know we have those floor number one,
solist number one,
and the solist number one, and we have the backups,
and
they too follow from behind as they praise God, and then the praise will be interesting. This of our mouth, praise the fruits of our mouth,
according
to those in Hebrews chapter 14 and the verse 15. It says like this. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15.
Kale mwoyo tuwera ye eri Katonda bulijjo saddaka eyettendo. Kyekibala ekyemimwa egyatula erinnya lye.
By him therefore let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Yes.
We're
going to give the fruits of our lips the praise. Now we have the first division of brethren's musicians. Division of those leaders in the praise of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have the second division of brethren's musicians. Those who lead us in the worship of God. They are on worship. They handle worship.
That
we can worship God in spirit and in truth. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 18. And he says like this. Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter 20 from verse
18.
Second Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 18.
Awo Yekosafati n'avunama amaaso ge ku ttaka. Ne Yuda yonna ne babeera mu Yerusalemi ne bavunama mu maaso ga Mukama.
And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Yes.
The
worship, you know, when you are worshipping, it involves you humble down. They are not like songs of praise. These differ. These involve even kneeling down, to bowing down, as we worship, the Almighty as we sing. Those are what is said best thing in John chapter 4 and the verse 24. Verse 23 and 24 saying like this. John chapter 4 and the verse 23.
Abasinza amazima lebana asinzanga kitaffe mmoyo n'amazima kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeera ab'okumusinzanga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. Yes, those going to worship him, part is of music of worship, music of God, that of worship.
So division,
now that is the second division of our brethren, the musicians in the fifth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Now let us see the third division of our brethren, the musicians who lead us in the songs as we worship God in the spirit and truth. In the music of the band, where there is band worship
and
the band praise, those have two. These are of band.
In them there is band
praise and band worship.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
That is the department there. It was begun in the Genesis chapter
4,
from verse 20 up to verse 21. And it says like this. Genesis chapter 4 and the verse 20.
Ada nazala yabali. Oye kitawe wabo abatula muwema ngabalunda.
And Ada bore Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. Verse 21.
Nerinya lya muganda we yubali. Oye kitawe wabo abakubennanga. No,
and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and the pipe. Yes. These were the first to sing band music in ancient days. In the Genesis chapter 4, verses 21. The things are written in the scriptures of truth. Why we need to know them? That we can do that which God wants. In the first Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 and 7, still they move on to speak of the musicians.
Those
move on to sing band worship and band praise. Music of God still. Let us read with here.
Samuel, Chisoka, Isule Yakumi Nomunana, Nolun Yiro Mukaga.
First Samuel, chapter 18, verse 6.
Awuruatuka, Ngabaja. Dawudi Wayakomao, Ngasum Firisuti. Abakas never from Vivogabiona, Evia Isilayidi. Ngabayimba, Iranga Bazina. Okusa Sinkana, Nekabaka Sauru. Ngabali Nevitasa. Ngabasa Nyuka.
And it came to pass, as they came when David was returned from slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with timbrels with joy and with instruments of music. Verse
7.
And the woman sang to one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000. Yes. You know, these we are singing band music. You know these bands, usual ones we know? That's the play as they are marching going. Most of them know Afrigo band. Praise Jesus. So all the things are in the scriptures of truth. But the way we are given that work as the nation of Uganda to leading the worldwide call, that's the nation of Uganda 2022 that we're heading on to. It's where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth.
That
work is the revival and restoration of all things. Where there is restoring the worship of God in spirit and truth.
Department.
This fifth department of God's heavenly government on earth, of our brethren, the musicians,
to help us
to restore this music of God in the world. Whether is this of the third division
band music
that we call band music.
Band praise and band worship.
There is band praise and band worship. So still we have the fourth division as we wind up. We have the fourth division of brethren, the musicians, and these leaders by the Spirit of God, even the angels, to singing hymn songs and the voices. These are hymn songs of voices. You know hymns and song voices? Leading them like that? Those of the choir. Hymns. Most they understand what the choir is there right here. But them two have two categories. They are those of the voicings which praise as they praise God. And they are those of the voices which worship God in the worship of God. In the Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, they are spoken of like this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kibeerenga mu mmwe n'obugagga mu magezi gonna nga muyigirizigananga. Nga muyizigiriziganga era nga mulabuligananga mwekana mweka mu zabbuli n'ennyimba n'ebiyiiye eby'omwoyo nga muyimbira Katonda mu kisa mu mitima gyammwe.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Yes. And we sing songs of voices.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And he moved on to speak of them in Ephesians 5, verses 19. And he says like this. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19.
N'ennyimba n'ebiyiiye eby'omwoyo nga muyimbanga nga mumukubiranga ennanga mu mitima gyammwe Mukama waffe.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we sing hymn songs. But these usually have a number of people involved in the
singing.
And the choir is big enough. According to the book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 65. Let us read we hear.
Ezra, chapter 2,
verses 65.
Obutasako baddu baabwe, n'abazana baabwe, omuwendo gwabwe, kasanvu, mwebikumi bisatu. Mwasatu mu musanvu. Era baalina abasajja abayimbi n'abakazi abayimbi ebikumi bibiri.
Besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. Yes. Those choirs were so huge. Those in Israel, those singing the hymn songs.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
So tulina division eyokutano.
So we have the fifth division of our brethren, the musicians.
Department eyokutano.
The fifth department.
Ya government ya Katonda
yomugu. Of the God is the government on earth.
At division ene yokutano.
Now this fifth division.
Yerimu baganda bafe abebivuga.
It's what has the brethren, the instrumentalists. As they play the instruments of God and they mix them as they are done in heaven. According to those in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 42. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 42.
Era wamunabo Kemani ne Yudusuni Gabalina amakondere n'ebitaasa olwabo abagenda okubikuba era gabalina ebireeta ennyimba za Katonda ne batabani ba Yedusuni okuba ku mulyango.
And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should sound aloud and with musical instruments of God, and the sons of Jeduthun were gatekeepers. Yes. They had the musical instruments of God. They
don't
let those of the world, but of God. Anytime we speak of church, we speak of God's embassy on the earth. And things meant to be done there, they are one done in heaven. As you see, American embassy in Uganda, you find all the ways there of Americans there. Anytime we speak of God's ministries on the earth, or the church, God's embassy on the earth,
he
has to do those things done in heaven. So even musical instruments,
they
must be those who sound the musical instruments of the living God. Yes. When you move on, read of them in Nehemiah chapter 12.
Nekemeya isule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu mukaga.
Nehemiah chapter 12 verses 36.
Ne baganda be Semaya ne Azuleri ne Azaleri ne Miri ne Mira ne Miralai ne ne Jiralai.
So
Nekemeya sura ya 12 n'olunyiriro satumwo mukaga.
Nehemiah 12 verse 36.
Ne baganda be Semaya ne Azaleri ne Miralai ne Jiralai ne Mai ne Nasaneri ne Yuda ne Kanani nga balina ebivuga ebya Daudi omusajja wa Katonda ne Ezra omuwandisi nga bakulembedde.
And his brethren Shimea and Azarel, Miralai, Giralai, Mai, Nethanel, and Judah, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra the scribe went before them. Yes. You know, there are scribes, they had written down how God showed King David to do. It's the reason why we've used most the way of the songs of God and the musical instruments of God, which were passed through King David of Israel. Because him is one who had a heart just like of God, and he had to do the will of God on this earth. Yes. According to Acts chapter 14, starting from verse 22.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu ebbiri.
Acts chapter 13 verses 22.
Bwe yamuggyawo oyo n'abayimiririza Dawudi okuba kabaka waabwe, gwe yawaako obujulizi ng'agamba nti, ndabye Dawudi omwana wa Yese, omuntu alinga omutima gwange bwe gwagala, anaakolanga bye njagala byonna.
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said,
I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will. Yes. King David, all he did, he did them in the will of God. All music on the instruments. He fulfilled well Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 10.
But
when we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So that King David, he did the will of God,
most
in the department of music, because God testified of him when he was enthroning him. When we've got explained Acts 13, verse 22, that he had a heart just like of God, and which was to do the will of God, and made musical instruments as the harps of God in heaven.
Those
who read of Revelation chapter 15, and the verse 2, those who had the harps of God.
So which
so far
department division
the fifth division. Let's wind up with this sixth division of our brethren, the musicians in the department of God is heavenly government on earth. And these are the brethren who sing the songs they call a cappella, melody songs.
Maybe
a cappella and melody songs. Even the hymns. Melody songs. Those are spiritual songs, melodies. They don't bring any music instrument. It's within them. Every flow is in them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
They get instruments from themselves and they sing from within themselves. Those are melodies. You know, in the Isaiah chapter 23, verse 14, the Lord has ever spoken of this world if it's fallen much and it's gotten corrupted much. It can consume all its hearts with singing these songs. You know, if you have a right to worship God, these are the initial starting songs. These are melody songs from within yourself. Let's read, we see. Isaiah 23, verses 13.
Laba, ensi ya bakaludaya, egwanga lino tericha aliwo. Omwasuli ajifude Yesu.
Isaiah chapter 23, verse 16.
Dire nanga, otabule-tabule mchibu, otambule-tambule mchibuga. Gomwezi eyera birwa. Kubabulunje nanga, oyimbe nyimba nyinji, olioko jukirwe.
Take harp, go about the city, you harlot that has been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs that you may be remembered.
Luganda
is not bringing it clear. They told her to sing melody. These songs we call a cappella. It's you doing everything. You sing, everything is you. Yes. Don't bring any music instrument. Those use them in the other songs. But these ones come as you are. You begin to play the harp from within your hearts. Those of the best will come and they play it. And the musicians are moving on.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man. But when you read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, still they are spoken of. These are songs from within your heart.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19.
Nga mwogeragananga mu zabbuli n'ennyimba ez'ebiyiiye eby'omwoyo. Nga muyimbanga, nga mumukubiranga ennanga mu mutima gwammwe, Mukama waffe.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. These are within the hearts. I mean, the instrument is a play from within a person. And the musicians are singing along.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now that can save us. Most when we've fallen in the worship of God,
we
buy our hearts with the songs of melody. They are usually called a cappella in the world. Yes, the world calls it a cappella. You know in Isaiah 51 verse 3, he speaks of them like this. Isaiah 51 verses 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. And he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Yes.
There
is a voices of melody.
Here
you find them, they are singing. And they are singing. Singing. Serious. That is melody.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, they told us these are songs from within the hearts. But not every cappella or melody song is a melody song.
It need
be organized in the order of God. Amos 5 verse 23, he warned of those songs. As he says like this.
Amos chapter 5
verse 23.
Nziyako oluyogano lw'ennyimbazo, kubanga siwulire nangazo bwe zikubibwa obulungi.
Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your harps. Yes.
Yes,
the harps, they are there. But there are these melodies. If you sing them not well, God rejects them. So we thank the Lord. Those are what we've gotten off in a department of brethren's musicians. The fifth department.
In
God's heavenly government on earth.
It's
moved here from nation of Uganda to fulfill God's worldwide promised call. And God has called all nations work with him in his final work on this planet earth. In that work, it's the revival and the restoration of all things. In restoring gospel of salvation.
It's
gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. And as he promised. That the songs they will resume to hear them in their rightfulness. Right from the east. At the ends of the earth.
Facing
here in the nation of Uganda. Which is in East Africa. That known as in the east. Let's first read little as we finish. Isaiah 24 verse 14 up to 16. Isaiah chapter 24 from verse 14.
Bano bali yimuse eddoboozi lyabwe bali yogerera waggulu olw'obukulu bwa Mukama bali leekaana nga bayima ku nnyanja.
They shall lift up their voice, They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea.
Kale mugulumize Mukama ebuvanjuba. Erinnya lya Mukama, Katonda wa Isirayiri, mu bizinga eby'omunnyanja.
Therefore glorify the Lord in the east, even the name of the Lord God of Israel, in the coastlands of the sea. Verse 16.
Tuwulidde ennyimba nga ziva ku nkomerero y'ensi, ekitiibwa eri abatuukirivu. Naye ne njogera nti, nkonzimba, nkonzimba, zinsanze. Abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyizza. Weewaawo, abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyirizza ddala.
From the utmost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I say it, my leanness, woe unto me! The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
in the Isaiah chapter 24, verses 14,
they
are going to resume their voices, sing glory of God. Verse 15, he says, they come from the east. In the verse 16, right at the most end of the earth, here in Africa. In Uganda, part of Africa. As in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 to 10 say that the true worshippers of God, those who restore worship of God in spirit and truth, they come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the river Nile, the nation of Uganda.
So department
So thus that our department, the fifth of our brethren, the musicians, we have summarized it. We shall get details on those issues ahead there. We shall come back to the other remaining departments, the three, where there is that of the priest, where there is that of the Holy Spirit, where there is of the angels, and the department of the Holy Spirit, which make up God's heavenly government. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action, and even spreading it far.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.